odbaciti stvari kao što su pušenje, pijenje i gledanje jednookog gurua, odnosno televizije sve do jedan uvečer.
One-eyed guru is the TV.
Jednooki guru je televizija.
We might have to say goodbye, I would say, most of all, old thoughts.
I možda najviše trebamo reći doviđenja svojim starim mislima.
We have to learn to think new.
Moramo naučiti da razmišljamo novo.
Because it is from our thoughts that our actions spring.
Jer iz naših misli izviru naša djela.
From our actions new habits grow.
Iz naših djela rastu nove navike.
From new habits a new character grows.
Iz novih navika novi karakter, osobnost.
And from a new character new life and new opportunities come forward.
Iz novoga karaktera izlazi novi život i nove mogućnosti.
I would like to present today to all of you a very nice process in 5 steps where you can make a renewal in your life, a renewal through the art of transformation.
I večeras bih vam želio prezentirati jedan jako fini proces od 5 koraka pomoću kojega možemo napraviti tu transformaciju.
I have brought my assistant from Zagreb, who is a fantastic cook with me, who will help me during this presentation.
Doveo sam iz Zagreba svoju asistenticu koja je s menom i ona je izvrsna kuharica, ona će mi večeras pomoći s mojom prezentacijom.
And I have brought a friend with me.
I doveo sam prijatelja sa sobom,
the Olavka.
Olovku.
You will see in a moment why he is important for this presentation.
Uskoro ćete vidjeti zašto je on bitan za ovu prezentaciju.
And I will give my best to present to you the old Vedic teachings in a very practical way, and I request only one thing from you.
I daću sve od sebe da vam predstavim vrlo drevnu vedsku civilizaciju na jedan vrlo praktičan način. Od vas tražim samo jednu stvar.
Please listen very attentively and carefully.
Molim vas, slušajte vrlo pozorno i pažljivo.
It might change your life.
Možda će to promijeniti vaš život.
Listen in a critical way.
Nemojte slušati na...
Yes, listen in a critical way.
Slušajte na kritičan način.
I mean, think how this might apply in your life. Maybe some of the things which I will say now are not so practical, but others are more practical for you.
Razmišljate kako ovo možemo upotrijebiti u vlastitom životu. Neke stvari koje ćete čuti možda neće biti za vas toliko praktične, ali neke hoće.
And if you find something of value, then I request you that you apply it starting tomorrow morning.
I ako nađete nešto što vam ima vrijednost, zamolio bih vas da to primijenite u svom životu od sutra ujutro.
Dobro. Once there was a guru.
Jednom je bio jedan guru.
Who had a disciple who learned very slowly.
Koji je imao učenika koji je vrlo sporo učio.
At the end of his life the guru said, my ship soon comes to take me to the land of my home.
I pri kraju života guru je rekao, moj brod koji će me odvesti nazad kući ubrzo dolazi.
The disciple thought, my guru wants to make a journey on the ship.
I učenik je mislio, moj guru želi napraviti neko putovanje brodom.
He was very shocked when a few days later his guru had a high fever.
I bio je vrlo šokiran kad je za par dana njegov guru razvio visoku temperaturu, vrućicu.
And when finally he said, my ship has come.
I kada je napokon rekao, moj brod je došao.
And he just left his body.
I napustio je svoje tijelo.
The disciple was very shocked.
Učenik je bio vrlo šokiran.
But a little later, one other disciple of his guru said, his guru had left him a letter.
Ali malo nakon toga drugi učenik od Gurua je rekao da je Guru ostavio pismo.
When he opened that letter, an olovka fell out.
I kada je otvorio to pismo, olovka je izašla.
He was surprised. He read in the letter and he said, "My dear disciple, you were a little slow in learning."
I u pismu je pisalo: "Moj dragi učeniče, bio si malo spor u svom učenju."
Therefore, I have given you today an olovka.
I stoga sam ti danas dao olovku.
Yes. There are five lessons which you should learn from the olovka.
Postoji pet lekcija koje trebaš naučiti od olovke.
And these are the five essential teachings of the Vedas.
I ovo su ujedno i pet esencijalnih učenja Veda.
Number one.
Broj jedan.
Every good olovka has an eraser at the end.
Svaka dobra olovka na kraju ima gumicu.
Gumicu? Ja? Gumicu. So if you write something with a pencil with one end and it's wrong, you can erase it with the other end.
Tako ako nešto napišete sa olovkom sa jednim krajem i to je pogrešno, sa drugim krajem to možete izbrisati.
In the same way, when you have done a mistake, immediately correct it.
Na isti način, kada počinite grešku, odmah je ispravite.
Don't be too proud.
Nemojte biti preponosni.
When you make a mistake, it's almost as if a snake bites you.
Kada napravimo grešku, to je kao da nas ugriza zmija.
If you don't take the poison out of the snake bite, it can eventually kill you.
Ako ne izvadimo otrov od ugriza zmije, na kraju nas može i ubiti.
But if you immediately, when you have made the mistake, say sorry and correct the mistake, you have no further implications with it. It's over, it's gone, it's erased.
Ali ako odmah nakon što napravimo grešku kažemo oprosti, napravio sam grešku, onda više nemamo implikacija, ta greška ostaje iza nas.
Yes, so the first lesson is here.
I tu je prva lekcija.
Correct mistakes.
Ispraviti greške.
Your meditation can be have a beginner's mind.
Naša meditacija može biti da imamo um početnika.
A beginner always starts.
Početnik uvijek počinje.
Everything is new.
Sve je novo.
Fresh.
Svježe.
Not mechanic.
Ne mehaničko.
He is ready when he has done mistakes to correct them.
Spreman je kad napravi greške da ih ispravi.
And then he is free from the negativity of the mistake.
I onda je slobodan od negativnosti te greške.
Free from the poison.
Oslobođen otrova.
And he can move forward very nicely.
I može vrlo fino krenuti naprijed.
We will put these beautifully written pieces of paper in the foyer for you, so that later when you go out of the hall, you might like to stop and write down one or two points to try to practice them.
Ove ćemo prekrasno napisane poante ostaviti, papire ostaviti u predvorju, tako da poslije programa, poslije predavanja možete uzeti olovku i možda zapisati one koje vas inspiriraju.
By the way, this is Radha Kripa, who is the most fantastic cook next to Manisha.
Usput, ovo je Radha Kripa, koja je uz Manishu najbolji kuhar.
Yes. Next to Manisha.
Odmah do Manisha.
And yes, you can put this on. Good. Second lesson.
Druga lekcija.
Find out your dharma.
Otkrite svoju dharmu.
What is dharma?
Što je dharma?
Dharma is the essential quality of something.
Dharma je esencijalna kvaliteta nečega.
For instance, the dharma of water is liquidity.
Na primjer, dharma je vode da bude tečna.
The dharma of salt is its salty taste.
Dharma soli je slanost.
My dharma is to be a monk.
Moja je dharma da budem monah.
What is your dharma?
Što je vaša dharma?
What is the unique thing which you have to express in this world to be yourself?
Koja je ta jedinstvena stvar koju vi posjedujete da je izrazite u ovome svijetu?
Look at the pen.
Pogledajte olovku.
This pen will always make a very special line.
Ova će olovka uvijek napraviti vrlo posebnu liniju.
Its own line.
Svoju vlastitu liniju.
Not someone else's line.
Ne, nečiju drugu liniju.
So, the second level teaching is you have to find out what is your line in life.
I druga je lekcija da moramo otkriti koja je naša linija u životu.
The meditation which you can do to find this out is
meditacija koju možete učiniti da bi ovo otkrili je
to meditate about the question why am I here?
Da meditirate na pitanje zašto sam ja ovdje.
I don't mean in this hall.
Ne mislim u ovoj prostoriji.
I mean why am I here in this life?
Mislim zašto sam ovdje u ovom životu.
What is my purpose?
Što je moja svrha?
My dear audience,
moja draga publiko,
my dear skeptics,
moji dragi skeptici,
friends and well-wishers,
prijatelji i dobronamjernici,
if you can find out what is your dharma will support you in your life.
Ako otkrijete što je vaša dharma, ona će vam davati potporu u životu.
Sometimes it helps to speak with good friends. Do you, what are my talents? Tell me what you see in me.
Ponekad je dobro da popričamo sa dobrim prijateljima. Reci mi što vidiš u meni, koji su moji talenti.
Then take your strengths, these
talents. I uzmite te talente, vašu snagu.
Or you can go to a good astrologer.
Ili možete otići kod dobroga astrologa.
You can ask in the stars and see what is your ascendant. And this ascendant usually describes what you are meant to do in this life.
Možete u zvijezdama vidjeti što trebate raditi u ovom životu.
In half a year I have developed in my spiritual university a team of researchers whom you can just write us a letter with your particulars and then you can get a long letter back with a description of your dharma. Astrologers, huh?
Yeah. U pola godine sam razvio na svome duhovnom univerzitetu tim ljudi kojima možete napisati vaše podatke, detalje i oni vam mogu pogledati, to su astrolozi, vidjeti koja je vaša dharma.
Because I feel this is very important, I would like to tell you the story of Ivan Illich as described by Leo Tolstoy.
Želio bih vam ispričati priču koju je opisao Tolstoj o Ivanu Iliću, jer mislim da je ta poanta vrlo važna.
Ivan Ilić developed a career in the law. He became a judge eventually.
Ivan Ilić je razvio karijeru u pravu i na kraju je postao i sudac.
He built his he furnished a big apartment in I think it was Moscow.
I mislim da je bilo u Moskvi, imao je svoj veliki stan.
He married.
Oženio se.
Had two children.
Imao je dvoje djece.
And then became deadly ill.
I onda je postao smrtno bolestan.
As he was approaching his death, he could see that all his endeavors in life had not taught him how to live.
I kako se približavao smrti, vidio je da svi njegovi napori u životu ga nisu naučili kako da živi.
He understood that he had lived a lie.
Shvatio je da je živio laž.
His wife didn't really love him.
Njegova ga žena nije uistinu voljela.
His friends with whom he sat down in the evening and played chess, they're not interested in him.
I njegovi prijatelji s kojima bi navečer sjeo da igra šah nisu bili zainteresirani za njega.
But because Ivan Illich lived so much an external life, he had totally lost his connection with himself.
Ali zbog toga što je Ivan Ilić živio toliko okrenut prema vani, izgubio je svoju vezu sa unutrašnjim sebom.
The last three days of his life he was in absolute pain.
I posljednja tri dana svog života bio je u potpunoj boli.
And he only could shout, "Mir, mir, let me in peace."
I mogao je samo vikati, "Mir, mir, pusti me u miru."
Then death came.
I onda je došla smrt.
And with death, something wonderful happened.
I sa smrću nešto prekrasno se desilo.
As he left the body, he understood, "I'm not the body."
Kako je napuštao tijelo, shvatio je, ja nisam ovo tijelo.
My life continues even when the body is death.
Moj život se nastavlja čak i kada tijelo umre.
This thought gave him great inner peace.
I tamo je mir dala veliki unutrašnji mir.
As he left the lie of his life, he became peaceful at the last moment of his life.
I u posljednjem trenutku svog života postao je miran, smiren, kako je napuštao laž svog života.
I think most of the people today live in lies.
Mislim da većina ljudi danas živi u laži.
And they only exist because they can divert their minds with some films and some sexual activities from the lie of their unfulfilled life.
I postoje samo zato što mogu odvratiti svoj um uz pomoć televizije, seksualnih aktivnosti od laži svog života.
Yes. So it's good to sit down. You are living near the Adria Split, is the most beautiful town in the universe. You can sit down before peaceful at the Adria and ask yourself the question again and again, why am I here? What are my opportunities?
I s obzirom da živimo tako blizu Jadranskog mora, Split je najljepši grad u univerzumu, imamo tu priliku da sjednemo kraj Jadranskog mora smireno i pitamo se koja je svrha mog života, zašto sam tu?
What is my dharma?
Koja je moja dharma?
Third step.
Treći korak.
I want to express it very simple.
Želim to izraziti vrlo jednostavno.
What's inside of you is more important than what is outside.
Ono što je unutar vas je važnije nego ono što je izvan.
Look at the olovka.
Pogledajte olovku.
The most important thing in the, how do you say, olovko or olovka? It's a grammatical situation, yes. The most important thing is the graffiti inside.
Kod olovke najbitnija stvar je njezino srce, njezino grafit iznutra.
Yes, because that is what writes.
Jer to je ono što piše.
The wood is not so important.
Drvo nije toliko bitno.
So in just the same way, the soul inside the body is more important than the body.
Na sličan način, duša unutar tijela je važnija od tijela.
Yes. Meditation which you could do to realize your soul and to touch your soul is to every morning think, I am an eternal soul.
I meditacija uz pomoć koje možemo vidjeti, osjetiti, dodirniti svoju dušu je da svako jutro meditiramo, mislimo, ja sam vječna duša.
Many times I'm in very big halls and I make a meditation with the whole hall about how they are an eternal soul.
Mnogo puta sam u velikim dvoranama i tu napravimo meditaciju sa svima da vide kako su duša.
Would you like to meditate for 2 minutes?
Da li biste vi željeli meditirati 2 minute?
Good.
Dobro.
So, please sit in a way that your spine is straight.
Molim vas, sjednite na takav način da je vaša kičma uspravna.
Try to be erect.
Pokušajte stajati uspravno.
And when you are ready, please close your eyes.
I kada ste spremni, molim vas, zatvorite oči.
In the beginning, just try to be present on your seat.
Na početku samo pokušajte biti prisutni na vašim sjedištima.
How does it feel to sit?
Kako se osjećate sjedeći?
Try to relax your body.
Pokušajte opustiti svoje tijelo.
We start with the feet.
Krenite s nogama.
We go higher up to our legs.
Krenit ćemo od stopala
and relax them.
I opustiti ih.
We go higher up to our trunk.
Dolazimo još prema našem trupu.
And relax the trunk.
I opustite trup.
Now we concentrate on our shoulders.
Sada ćemo se skoncentrirati na naša ramena.
Usually they are a little tense because we carry so much around.
Obično su malo napeta jer toliko toga nosimo sa sobom.
Relax the shoulders, please.
Opustite svoja ramena, molim vas.
Now go to your face.
Sada dođite do vašeg lica.
There are 1,000 muscles in the face. Please relax them all.
Postoji 1,000 mišića na vašem licu. Molim vas, sve ih opustite.
And breathe deeply in.
I duboko udahnite.
And deeply out.
I duboko prema vani izdahnite.
Please try to deepen your breath.
Molim vas, pokušajte produbiti svoj udah.
When you breathe in, you can imagine that some very nice golden breath comes into you.
Kada udišete, možete zamisliti da jedan prekrasan zlatni dah ulazi u vas.
The air goes from your nose.
Zrak ide od vašeg nosa.
Down into the area of the heart.
Prema dolje u područje srca.
And always a little deeper.
I uvijek malo dublje.
Golden air goes deeper.
Zlatni zrak ulazi još dublje.
Please do a few deep breaths like that.
Učinite par takvih dubokih udisaja.
Now as you keep on breathing,
sada nastavljajući disati,
draw your attention in the area of the heart.
Privucite svoju pažnju na područje oko srca.
There the soul resides.
Tamo prebiva duša.
The eternal soul.
Vječna duša.
Try to picture the soul like a sun which rises in the morning.
Pokušajte zamisliti dušu kao sunce koje se diže ujutro.
The light of the sun spreads.
Svjetlo sunca se širi.
In much the same way the soul spreads its influence through consciousness.
Baš kao što i duša širi svoj utjecaj kroz svjesnost.
This soul is an eternal part of God.
Duša je vječni dijelić Boga.
For now it is in a human body.
Sada se nalazi u ovom ljudskom tijelu.
For now it is in a male body or a female body.
Za sada u muškom ili ženskom tijelu.
But you are not that vehicle, that body.
Ali vi niste to vozilo, to tijelo.
When you go through life, become mindful of that eternal soul in the area of the heart.
Kako prolazite kroz život, obratite pažnju na tu vječnu dušu koja prebiva u području srca.
We do a few more deep inhalations.
Još ćemo napraviti par dubokih udisaja.
And exhalations.
I izdisaja.
Then we rub our hands.
Sada protrljajte svoje ruke.
Put them on our eyes.
Stavite ih na oči.
and then bring them away from our eyes and look at them.
Onda ih odmaknite od svojih očiju i pogledajte ih.
This way we slowly become aware of the room in which we sit.
I polako postanite svjesni prostorije u kojoj sjedite.
This is a very simple meditation which brings you in contact with your inner world.
Ovo je vrlo jednostavna meditacija koja vas dovodi u kontakt sa vašim unutrašnjim svijetom.
Mm-hmm. You have a different atmosphere in the room.
Odmah je neka drugačija atmosfera u sobi.
Congratulations, you're great yogis.
Čestitam, vi ste veliki jogi.
Živjeli.
Živjeli.
All right, we will go to the fourth lesson.
U redu, idemo na četvrtu lekciju.
This is something more simple.
Ovo je nešto vrlo jednostavno.
In this life, we have to sharpen our body and our mind and our spirit from time to time.
U ovom tijelu s vremena na vrijeme moramo izoštriti svoj um, svoje tijelo, svoj duh.
Yes. It is like the olovka. Oh, we have to sometimes take what is it, chibilo or shililo? Yeah.
To je kao olovka, ponekad moramo uzeti šililo i naoštriti je.
When we forget to sharpen the pen, it just can't write any longer.
Kada zaboravimo naoštriti olovku, nakon nekog vremena jednostavno ne može više pisati.
So for the body to sharpen the body, we may need some exercise or just walk near the ocean.
I da bismo izoštrili tijelo, potrebna je neka vježba ili jednostavna šetnja uz more.
For the mind we need some enthusiasm, some inspiration.
Za um trebamo entuzijazam, inspiraciju.
Which can come from sacred literature.
Koja može doći od svetih spisa.
And for the soul we need a spiritual practice to sharpen it.
I da bi naoštrili dušu, potrebna nam je duhovna praksa.
The meditation in this level is what do I have to learn?
Meditacija na ovom nivou je što trebam naučiti.
Yes. The fourth step. Thank you, Radha Kriva. And now comes the last.
I sada dolazi posljednje.
This is a very good step.
Ovo je vrlo dobar korak.
It is that you try to ask not what happened, but why did this happen?
A to je da pitamo ne zašto, ne što se desilo, nego zašto se to desilo.
Try to see the lesson behind which you have to learn.
Pokušajte vidjeti lekciju koju trebate naučiti.
What does this event in my life teach me?
Što me ovaj događaj u mom životu može naučiti?
Try to see the hand of God in everything.
Pokušajte vidjeti ruku Boga u svemu.
Wonderful. Everything in this world moves under God's control.
Sve se u ovom svijetu pokreće pod kontrolom Boga.
And everything is meant to teach you a lesson, especially a crisis in your life.
I sve je namijenjeno tome da nas nauči lekciju, specijalno krize u našem životu.
You know, in Chinese, the word in the Chinese, how do you say, in the letters of the Chinese alphabet, the word crisis is composed of two signs.
U kineskoj abecedi riječ kriza je sastavljena od dva simbola.
The first symbol means change.
Prvi simbol znači promjena.
And the second symbol for this word crisis is opportunity.
A drugi simbol za riječ krizu je prilika.
A crisis is nothing else than something which helps us to change in our life and take an opportunity.
Kriza nije ništa drugo do nešto što nam pomože da se promijenimo u životu i da uzmemo novu priliku.
So these are five very wonderful learning steps.
I dakle to je tih vrlo divnih pet koraka učenja.
It's just like the olovka, you know. The olovka can write a whole book, but it should never forget that it's not the writer, it's only the instrument.
Olovka može napisati čitavu knjigu, ali nikada ne smije zaboraviti da nije ona ta koja piše, već da je instrument.
The pencil should understand it's moved by a hand who writes with it.
Olovka treba shvatiti da je pomiče ruka koja s njom piše.
So you can do great things in your life, but never forget the hand of God behind you.
I možemo napraviti velike stvari u svom životu, ali nikada ne bismo trebali zaboraviti ruku Boga iza toga.
If you meditate like this, your life is very successful.
Ako meditiramo na taj način, naš život će biti vrlo uspješan.
Let me summarize.
Dopustite da sažmem.
Learn to correct mistakes.
Naučite ispraviti greške.
Like the pencil who should erase when something went wrong.
Kao olovka koja briše kada nešto pogrešno napiše.
Second step, learn what is your dharma, what is your purpose in life.
Drugi korak, doznajte, naučite što je vaša dharma, svrha u vašem životu.
Like the pencil who always draws his line.
Kao olovka koja uvijek crta svoju liniju.
The third is learn that what is inside the soul is more important than what is outside the body.
I treće, naučimo da ono što je iznutra, duša, je važnije od onoga što je izvana ovog tijela.
Just like in the pencil, the graffiti is more important than the wood which is around it.
Kao što je u olovci grafit važniji nego drvo koje ga okružuje.
Then sharpen your body, mind and spirit regularly.
I sljedeća lekcija, izoštrite svoje tijelo, um i duh redovito.
Just like the pencil who needs to go to the shibilo. What a good name, shibilo.
Kao olovka koja...
Shililo, sorry.
Kao olovka koja treba koji put posjetiti Shililo.
And finally, see the hand of God behind everything which happens.
I na kraju vidite ruku Boga iza svega što se dešava.
Just like a pencil doesn't write on its own, it is moved.
Kao što olovka ne piše sama, već je pomiče ruka.
Moved by a hand.
Pomiče je ruka.
Ruka, yes. These are five very, very important lessons.
Ovo je pet vrlo, vrlo bitnih lekcija.
And if you are interested to go deeper into them tomorrow evening, or I don't know, it will be announced a little later, I will give a lecture about this in the temple here in Split.
I ako ste zainteresirani da uđete još dublje u tu tematiku, kasnije će biti najavljeno točno kada i gdje. Mahara će također održati još jedno predavanje na tu temu.
But if you can't come, you will find these wonderfully written posters in the foyer, and you can make a note either in your mind or you can make a knot in your handkerchief also.
Ali ako ne možete doći, ovih pet prekrasnih plakata će biti u predvorju, tako da ih možete zapisati, napraviti impresiju u umu ili napraviti čvor posjetnik na vašem rukčiću.
I'm making these points so clearly because, see, you can understand spiritual life only if by your practical application of it.
Ove poante pokušavam učiniti tako jasnima zbog toga što u duhovnom životu učimo kroz praksu.
It's not enough to understand a concept with the mind. It's important to put it into action and then realize something.
Nije dovoljno samo shvatiti nešto mentalno, potrebno je to staviti u praksu i onda realizirati to znanje.
Just like the eagle who goes into the Himalayan mountains, I for transformation, I wish all of you great success in your own transformation as you apply some of these and also other spiritual principles.
I kao što orao odrazi u planine Himalaje za svoju transformaciju, tako i vama želim puno uspjeha u vašem životu dok primjenjujete ove poante za transformaciju i druge duhovne poante.
Yes. May you all find your treasures when you follow the path of the eagle.
Nadam se da ćete svi naći svoja blaga sljedeći put orla.
Many people are like flies.
Mnogo je ljudi poput muha.
Muha? They have a very limited range in which they think and act.
Imaju vrlo ograničen domet unutar kojega razmišljaju i djeluju.
We open for new ideas, experiment with them, and especially these spiritual ideas are just so wonderful.
Budite otvoreni za nove ideje, eksperimentirajte s njima, specijalno ove duhovne ideje koje su tako prekrasne.
I want to thank you now for listening so attentively.
Želim vam sada zahvaliti što ste tako pažljivo slušali.
You were such an attentive and cooperative audience.
Bili ste tako pažljiva i susretljiva publika.
Yes, sve najbolje za tebe. Thank you. Voilà, thank you very much. Voilà, lepa.
Inspirativnom predavanju našeg velikog učitelja. Evo ja imam u ruci njegovu knjigu Put velikog rastanka, gdje on upisuje svoje hodočašćenje na Himalaju. Dopustite da pročitam samo jednu rečenicu, to je prva rečenica predgovora koju je napisao Sačinandana Svami. On kaže, kao jedan od najljepših kazališnih događaja svoje rane mladosti, pamtim jedan posjet kazalištu Lutaka. E pa mislim da mu je ovaj posjet kazalištu Lutaka bio isto tako radostan